welcome back to Horizons. Paulo Raw, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much, David. Great to be here.
You're from the FOSSA Parish and you're part of the FOSSA Climate Action Group.
FOSSA Climate Action Group, yes.
And you have an event on today in the FOSSA Parish.
We do, 3 o'clock today, the celebration of Season of Creation in our church and in our grounds.
Can you tell me a bit about the group and how you came together?
Oh, we came together because myself and Mary Fitzgerald went to a viewing of the film The Letter. It was held in the John Paul Pastoral Centre in Killarney. And the film The Letter, Pope Francis' pastoral letter, Laudato Si, but in it he invites 5 people from around the world to visit him and discuss the climate change challenges that they're directly experiencing themselves. The film is very well done and it did receive international acclaim. Very challenging when you see it. So Mary and I felt we need to bring this down to a local level and show this in our parish.
And you said as well that after you saw it, you felt like you needed to come back with the people who had seen it and sort of have a bit of meeting and a bit of brainstorm to see what you could implement at a local level.
David, it was interesting. It was a raging storm on the evening we held it. So it was a very interesting context in which to hold a film about climate change and about care of the earth. 25 or 30 people came along and we showed the film. We had a brief chat at the end and we invited anyone who wanted to take it further that we'd have a separate meeting. And out of that, our group was formed.
Excellent. So you've been going, you said, for about 2 years now.
Oh, just 2 years. September 2 years ago. Yeah.
Excellent. And we were discussing before we came on how every climate action group initiative is different from every other one because everybody has decided to start at different points. And when you decide to start, you're starting where you are. You don't get to choose the geography you're working with.
Yes. Each parish will have its own grounds, big or small. Some might only have a 1/4 acre. Some might have 2 acres or more. Its geography will be different. Its location will be different in terms of what's appropriate to do there. There's lovely ground behind FOSSA Church. Anyone who has visited will be struck by the big window looking out onto the lake and the mountains. And it's just gorgeous. It's contemplative. So we wouldn't be allowed to plant a forest in the church ground, blocking that gorgeous view. So a lot of things need to be taken into consideration. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely location. And as well, we were discussing last Sunday, Killorglin had their biodiversity event. And one thing Killorglin is well known for is the implementation of their swift boxes because they've got their lovely high steeple. But you don't. You have a much less tall church.
It's a much lower roof, different architectural design completely from the traditional church, which has a much higher vaulted roof. We don't have that. But maybe there is capacity for bat boxes and owl boxes on the trees along the hedgerow either side of the church grounds. We did a rough count by ourselves last year and within the parish grounds in front of the church and then either side, we have about 35 to 40 species of trees and shrubs. So we were delighted with that.
That's amazing.
So it gives us a good start. But we have still to try and reach the target of devoting 30% of our parish grounds to biodiversity. That's work in progress.
That's a great goal everyone is aiming for. And it's amazing. You've got so many different varieties of trees and shrubs on your parish grounds. Over 35 is not just individual ones, but different species of ones.
Different species, yeah. Some are quite old on the original hedgerows and some were planted over the decades in the, you know, the history of the current church. Some have been planted there.
And I think it's fantastic that you're aiming within the strengths of your church and your parish grounds by having things like bat boxes and owl boxes. And I know in the past, from reading the parish newsletters, you've done bat walks in your parish.
We've done a range. David, our group is not just about the parish grounds. It's about awareness and education. Of course, on restoration of nature, but we hold other events. For example, we had an energy workshop earlier this year. Summer last year, we had a bat walk. 40 people showed up for that. And that was run in conjunction with staff from the National Park Education Centre. We've worked with Law Pro under Kerry County Council. We had a lesson in kick sampling in one of the streams along the Fossil Way to look at the level of wildlife in the water, how healthy is the water. We also had staff from the National Park taking us on a short biodiversity walk spring last year along the Fossil Way. We're very fortunate to have such close proximity to the National Park and the Fossil Way leading into town. We've done other activities as well. So our group is kind of a broad range. We're not just a parish grounds group. Our aim is just to raise general education and awareness amongst the community.
Yeah, I feel very lucky being based near St. John's to have the Tralee Town Park at my back. But you have the entire Killarney National Park next to you.
Yeah, beside us, behind us. We're steeped in it. Yes, we definitely are. We're off to a good start.
Yeah. Could you tell me a bit about the sustainability fair you ran in the past?
We've run two. And what we've done there is we have invited in a wide range of exhibitors. And that can be a solar panel company, the Men's Sheds were there. The Beekeepers Club was there. People growing organic vegetables on an organic farm.
Right.
Sustainable household products was a company there. So a wide range under the headings that I mentioned there. Sustainable energy, waste reduction, biodiversity, etc. Various, you know, county statutory organisations were there as well, setting up their wares. Very good attendance at that. And that will be run again next February, please God.
Oh, that's fantastic. And another interesting aspect of biodiversity is that while nature and returning the grounds to biodiversity is good, not everything that grows there is necessarily good for the biodiversity of the area. You mentioned you had some trees removed in order to make the grounds better.
Well, if we look all around Ireland, we see trees like Leylandi trees. We see them everywhere. They're not native to Ireland. They do not support biodiversity. They're taking up valuable space. They're covering the ground completely beneath them. They just don't support wildlife. So we had an expert walk our grounds with us last year. And the most important action he said to us at the time, for a start, was remove those Leylandi trees. So our parish council sponsored the removal of those trees. We got it done professionally. They were felled. And now that space has a lot more light into it. And we could see that the ground is covered in ivy. So that has led us to removing the ivy too much there. We needed to allow, as I said, more light and more biodiversity in the ground. So that's work in progress also. We will see what will we do with that now. But all the time, we're trying to support the native species that should be there.
That's very interesting. That would have never occurred to me. But obviously, if a non-native tree is cloaking an area in darkness, nothing native can grow there because it's going to be consuming all the resources.
Exactly. And that's adjacent to the Laudato Si garden that was developed by Father Tom a few years ago. So it allows us an opportunity to think, well, how might we develop that so that it's in harmony with the Laudato Si garden?
So Paul, your event is on today at 3. Could you tell me a bit about it, please?
Yes. And we're looking forward to meeting representatives from parishes from around the diocese. They'd be very welcome to attend. It's a simple event. It shouldn't be too long. We will gather in the church. We will have some introductions, some reflections. Members of our group will give a short presentation on what we have done and what we hope to do. We'll then invite people to go outside with us, weather permitting, and we will have some organised reflection as well for a few minutes at certain points in the parish grounds. We will also have a more informal period where our visitors will be welcome to walk around the grounds and ask us questions about our grounds, about what we have done so far. We've done bulb planting. We've planted a few flowers in various places, such as primroses. We've been planting seeds, organically sourced seeds, and we have other plans for the broader grounds. So we're very happy to tell people about that, as I said, what we've done, what we hope to do. Then there will be a tree planting by Bishop Ray himself. And that will bring us to a conclusion. We'll be offering people refreshments, and there will be an information stall as well. So, fairly simple event. Should be over between an hour and an hour and a half.
I saw Bishop Ray earlier today, and he didn't mention that he would be the one doing the tree planting. I'm wondering, is he going to wear wellies with his vestments?
He might indeed need to wear wellies on Sunday, given the inclement weather we're having these days.
So for anybody who wants to come to that, it's open to the public.
It is. Even if you're not part of a parish group, even if you just want to come, do please. Such events can provide a great opportunity for parishes who haven't begun the journey yet. We're only at an early stage. Some parishes have been at this for a few years and they're well advanced, and what they've done is very impressive. But if you come and meet with us, you'll say, well, we're still at the early stages, but we have great plans.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Everybody's at a different level. The most important thing is that people are trying today to improve things for the future. So this event is taking place at the Prince of Peace Church in Fossa at 3 p.m. today. Paul O'Raw, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thanks for inviting me along, David. It's a pleasure.
This is Liam Lawton, where two or three are gathered.
Lord, here where the poor find their treasure.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Grainne Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Mary Lavery Carrig. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.